This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Annie and I have a friend in Columbus, Ohio, by the name of Bob Ostrander, who is what's called a CFP. It stands for Certified Financial Planner. He's written two books. He recently sent us a copy of his latest book. It's a devotional book called Saving Without Sacrifice. It's a 40-day of devotions, and Annie was looking at it before I even looked at it and said, "Do you realize he writes a story about you in it?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that." And so I want to share it, not because it's about me, but because it relates perfectly to the message that we're going to read together from Hebrews. In one paragraph, he says, "In a personal situation, Randy, my minister at the time, asked me to accompany him on a visit to an elderly lady. When we arrived, we knocked and waited as this lady struggled to get to the door to let us in. She lived in a one-room efficiency apartment with nothing more than a small kitchen, a bed, one chair, a couch, and a small table. She told us the doctor had said she only had a few months to live, but she hoped God would spare her longer because she had so much to do. Bob said I was confused by that statement because it was obvious she could not do much in her present physical condition. She went on to explain that she was a prayer warrior and that so few people take the time to pray. She saw herself as someone who could pray most of the time. Bob says, I've never forgotten the fervency of her request for God to keep her alive just so she could pray. For those looking for a purpose in life, there's always a need for prayer. What God wants most from us is intimacy with him, expressed through prayer and worship. God wants intimacy with you and me through prayer and worship. I doubt, and I'm saying this including myself, there are very few people in this room that would consider themselves to be a prayer warrior. We're prayer dabblers. We kind of venture into prayer. But very few people can call themselves what that lady called herself, a prayer warrior. It's someone who prays with fervency. It's someone who prays with an intensity. It's someone who prays with a lot of time devoted to the matter of prayer. And we're going to read today in the book of Hebrews as we preach chapter by chapter through this book of the Bible where Jesus prayed with a fervency, an intensity that most of us can't even imagine. And he was heard, not because of his fervency, he was heard because of his submission to the Father. And we're going to read today that Jesus is the source of all salvation. Everything you want to know where the source is, it's not in the system. The source is not in the government. The source isn't in money or what you own. It's not in your career. The source in life is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's read about it in Hebrews 5. Chapter 4, the last few weeks, but we're in chapter 5, beginning at verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. What does it mean he prayed with loud cries and tears? It means he prayed with passion. Most people, this is going to offend some people today, but I believe most people in America pray prayers that one of these chairs could answer. Listen to that again. Most people pray prayers that one of these chairs could answer. They pray prayers that a stone god could answer. An idol on their desk could answer. What does that mean? There's no passion. There's no fervency in prayer. And we're to pray like Jesus prayed. He prayed with a fervency and passion that most of us don't even imagine. Well, all this week, a message from the series in Hebrews. The series called Jesus Is. This week, Jesus is the source. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.